Hi, and welcome to another episode of the It's Fine, I'm a Freelancer podcast. I'm your host, Lizzie Davey, a freelance content writer and strategist for e-commerce tech brands, and the founder of freelancemagic.co, which is a website full of resources and courses for freelancers. So today I want to talk about something a little bit controversial. If you're a freelancer who's on social media, you might have experienced some of the things I'm going to talk about today. But I kind of just want to open up this discussion to see how other freelancers are feeling about social media at the moment and whether we think it's impacting the industry in a positive or a negative way. When I first started freelancing, so this was back in early 2014, so 10 years ago, I had no social media accounts, not for my business. I think I had a Facebook account, a personal Facebook account that nobody should ever see. Instagram had just been created, so it was kind of in the really, really early days. And it was a place specifically for people to post pictures of their holidays, of their food. There wasn't really any business content on Instagram back then. I also had a Twitter account, which is probably where I was most active. But instead of kind of interacting with other accounts and sharing like thoughtful content, I would literally just post links to my blog and that was it. So just literally like naked links to the blog. Bit spammy actually looking back, but that was what it was like. I didn't do any networking, so no networking on like LinkedIn. I think I had a LinkedIn account, but it was more geared towards my full-time job at the time. And I never ever posted like on the feed in LinkedIn ever. There was no creating fancy reels, no sharing 15 Instagram stories a day, no gaming the TikTok algorithm. Like none of this was a thing. Like none of this existed. Today, things are slightly different, obviously. I personally have an Instagram account. I actually technically have three. So I have the Freelance Magic one, I have my personal Instagram account, and then I have an Instagram account for the house renovation. So a lot to keep up with. I also have a TikTok account, a LinkedIn account, and an X account. So it is a lot to keep up with, but it sometimes feels like you need to be constantly visible to be successful, particularly in freelancing. And when there are so many platforms available, we kind of feel like, oh, well, I should be on here. I need to kind of spread my reach as wide as possible. And the only way to do that is by signing up for all of these millions of social media platforms. There is a dark side to this, though. There are some trends that I've seen recently on social media, particularly in the freelance kind of sphere, that I think are particularly harmful to the freelance world and to freelancers, particularly those who are just starting out and this is kind of their first experience of freelancing. The problem with social media is that anyone can post anything they want on social media anytime. There's no verification, there's nobody to fact check whether what somebody is posting is true. Lots of people post things that they believe in but aren't necessarily true, but they post them as kind of the truth. So what happens is people often will do the whole fake it until you make it. So they'll present themselves as hugely successful in order to sell something, but the reality is that they themselves don't have any clients or are struggling. There is a lot of this going on social media, and it's really, really difficult to tell kind of who's legit, who's posting stuff that is true, and who is kind of bending the truth a little bit, because there's just no like baseline for sharing the truth on social media. So let's talk about some of these trends. The most obvious one at the moment, and I think this is really prominent if you are on Instagram, is this whole freelance overnight success narrative. There is this trend called faceless marketing. I don't know if you've heard of it, where people share anonymous reels. So it's just like aesthetic reels of a desk, a laptop, like flowers. They never show their faces. And it's all just stock footage bought from stock footage sites. And over the top, they'll state how they made millions selling digital marketing, as if that's like a packaged up product and an actual thing. Like digital marketing is like one thing. So I did some digging into this, and it turns out what they actually mean by they made millions through digital marketing is they bought a white labeled product from someone else and they sell it to their own audience. So they basically buy like an ebook or a guide or an email course or something that somebody else has already created, and they brand it with their own branding, their own colours, their own, maybe tweak it a little bit, and then they just sell it on to their own audience. So they didn't even create the product, and it's actually got nothing to do with digital marketing. They're not like creating digital marketing strategies for brands. They're not kind of creating campaigns. They're not measuring analytics. They're literally selling somebody else's product to their own audience. So it's basically a new MLM scheme, basically. And this is really, really common on Instagram at the moment. I think there was a few weeks back where every time I scrolled through my reels, there was like out of every 10 reels, maybe 8 was this faceless marketing thing. I think it might have died down a bit now, but I'm not 100% sure. But yeah, really, really bad. The second trend that I'm seeing, and this has been around for a long time, this isn't technically a new thing, but I think it's definitely impacting the freelance industry, and that's humble bragging on LinkedIn. And sometimes it's not even humble bragging. Sometimes it's just outright bragging. Now, I'm all for people sharing their wins. I think we need to do more of it. I think we need to shout about our successes, especially as freelancers, because there's no one else to do it for us. But there is a trend on LinkedIn at the moment and for the past couple of years where people turn an out of context story into the reason they made millions. So it might be like, that my dog died last week. Here's how that helped me make millions. Or my nan baked a cake for me when I was 5. Here's why that led me to where I am today. They often start these posts with things like, most people do X. Here's why you're doing it wrong. And I made like 5 million, here's how you can do it too. Again, this is usually because they're trying to sell something, but the effect that it has on other freelancers and entrepreneurs is that they feel rubbish about themselves. It kind of feels like they're talking down to you if you're not at that point. And they use this weird kind of strategy. I think it's like some kind of psychological tactic where it feels like it's storytelling, because they start with my nan baked a cake or my dog died last week. So it feels like it's using storytelling, but it's not, because the stories are completely irrelevant. So it's a bit of a mind fuck, really. I've spoken to a lot of freelancers who feel bad every time they log into LinkedIn, because it looks like everyone is doing amazingly well. They see all these posts and they're like, oh shit, why aren't I making millions if this person is making millions? They make it look so easy. And this was particularly rife during the AI saga of 2023. I know for me personally, every time I went on LinkedIn, there would be posts like, we're all gonna lose our jobs, and is this the end of writing? And it really, really put a dampener on my whole kind of mindset in 2023. Because from my like own experience, my clients were still asking me for work. They were still commissioning pieces. My business was kind of still doing the same as it always had been. But then I was logging into LinkedIn and seeing all of this content about how we were going to lose our jobs and we needed to start kind of diversifying because we weren't going to be able to content write anymore. So it was kind of a little bit of a disconnect there between what I was experiencing my own business and what was going on LinkedIn. And I think a lot of freelancers felt like that as well. So even if they were doing well and they were maintaining a consistent client base, they felt like they weren't doing well because they were seeing all of this content on LinkedIn that said they should be feeling bad, they should be worried, they should be scared. So while LinkedIn is great for connecting with other freelancers and with potential clients, it can also be a cesspit of bros bragging about their millions that they've made without taking into consideration the fact that other people have more things in their lives than work. So like, this is the whole, if you don't wake up at 4 a.m, what are you doing with your life? Or like, here's how I maximize efficiency during the day. And then it doesn't mention like looking after their kids or like doing the food shop, because obviously there's somebody else doing that for them, or they don't have kids. So it doesn't take into the bigger picture, or that other people have other things going on in their lives. And obviously it makes you feel bad if you're like, well, why does it feel like they have more hours in the day than I do? Why aren't I being productive enough? So it's just like, it can send you on a downward spiral if you spend too long there. The third trend I'm seeing is smoke screens on all platforms. So everything, all of them. And I'm starting to notice this on Threads as well. I don't really hang out on Threads a lot, but I'll sometimes get a post shared to me via Instagram and I'll click through and read it. And then I'm kind of sucked into reading people's stories on Threads. And the issue is, again, that it's really hard to tell if someone is being truthful on social media. I have actually had a few instances of people calling me a liar on TikTok when I share my monthly income and my weekly income reels. And I'm always very, very open with them. And I tell them that they can find this information out online. It's all public. It has to be public because I am a limited company in the UK. They can verify me as much as they want. But I totally get their hesitation to believe this kind of thing. And I understand why, because we're just force-fed these things all of the time, and so many people are lying about it, and so many people are spinning a fake narrative just to get followers and to position themselves as something they're not. So it's hard to kind of differentiate between who's telling the truth and who's not. I know a few people who have huge followings on LinkedIn and other social platforms who post kind of really great inspirational stuff and advice and educational content, and they structure their posts really well. Like they've obviously got a lot of kind of knowledge in that area, and their posts get hundreds of engagements, they get lots of comments, lots of likes. But the reality behind these posts is that they're actually struggling to find work, and behind the scenes it's a totally different story. So they're sharing like all of this stuff about why they're doing what they're doing, and the reality is that they're not actually doing that because they don't have any clients. And it's really difficult to see like who is truthful in that and who is not. So my advice is to always take what people post on social media with a pinch of salt. Even if it is true, it might not be the whole picture. They might not be sharing the whole big picture. For example, people posting income claims but then failing to say that they have huge overheads because they pay an entire team, so they really only take home a fraction of it. So they're not actually making, their income isn't that much, it's like a fraction of that, but they position it as this is my income. So yeah, take it with a pinch of salt, or assume that it's not the whole picture. The next trend I'm seeing is this trend that everybody's an expert. And I get it, because we're supposed to show our expertise on social media so that clients trust us and find us credible. But the result is that now everyone is an apparent expert. So people who have been freelancing for less than a year are now kind of pros at contracts, SEO, client management, and like all of that stuff that it takes most people years and years to kind of get familiar with and to become an expert at. Like, there was no way I was an expert at any of this in the first year, let alone like probably not even in the first 5 years. It takes a long time to get familiar with these things and like understand all the working parts of a business and to kind of excel at all of them. So again, it makes it harder to find who the real experts are. And I think as a knock-on effect, this has dramatically increased the competition. So if potential clients are on social media and they're looking for a freelancer, how are they going to know who to choose? How are they going to know who is the best at SEO? How are they going to know that this person talking about their content marketing strategy is actually truthful, and that is actually how they do it, and they do actually know what they're talking about? I think this has contributed to the absolute shit show on LinkedIn, which I did another episode about, where you see brands posting call outs for freelancers because it's so much harder for them to find freelancers on their own because there's just too much choice. Like, you scroll through LinkedIn, there's like millions of freelancers posting about how they're an expert at this, an expert at that. Like, how do you make a choice? So what they'll do is they'll just put a call out and say, well, I'll wait for people to come to me. And then what happens is you get hundreds of freelancers kind of fighting, well, not fighting, but like vying in the comments for top position. And then the final trend, which I guess isn't really much of a trend, but it's all of this combined, feels like there is this need to be on social media. And if you're not, it feels like you're missing out on job opportunities, potential projects and clients. When I started out, you didn't need a huge following to be a successful freelancer. And in fact, loads of kind of freelancers that I admired and looked up to and like whose bylines I read consistently went under the radar. They didn't have any social media, nothing at all. And today it feels like if you want to be in the top 10%, if you want to be known, if you want to have clients come to you, you have to be posting on LinkedIn, on X, on Instagram, and everywhere in between. It almost feels like social media is a must-do for freelancers. Even if you have like a really good website or a solid in-person network, it still feels like you need to be on at least 1, 2, 3 social media channels. So obviously this takes up a ton of time. Like, coming up with what to post, engaging with other people, it adds a whole new activity to your calendar, and it stops you from doing, stops freelancers from doing like what we're supposed to be doing, which is the work for our clients. And it feels like, sometimes for me, it feels like my job is promoting myself on social media and not actually doing the writing work for clients. So weird mindset change now that it feels like we have to be on social media. But all this being said, I think social media has its benefits for freelancers. I've landed some amazing clients who have found me via LinkedIn, via X, via Instagram, and I absolutely love networking with other freelancers on all of my channels. So if you can look past these like horrid trends and look at posts objectively without getting sucked into the they're doing better than me spiel, you can actually use it to help you grow. I think the number one thing to remember and to practice is to limit your time on social media. It's really, really easy to get sucked into that scroll. But if you set aside maybe half an hour each morning to just go through your socials, post something, and then close the tabs, try not to have social media on your phone so that you can't, like in the evening, just check your LinkedIn, go on Instagram, post something, reply to a comment. Really, really limit your time on there so it feels like a business activity as opposed to something that's like an ingrained part of your business and something you need to be doing 24/7. Other than that, you can use it to share your services. I think as freelancers, we don't do this enough, and it feels really icky to post about ourselves and our offers on social media because it feels salesy, because obviously it is salesy. But we need to let clients know what we can do. We need to let them see our previous work so they can make a decision about whether they want to hire us or not. So I was talking to a freelancer last week about this, and I always recommend posting at least once a week about your services, and not in a hire me, these are my services way, but maybe talk through a previous project that you've done, or share a testimonial, or start with a story about how a client needed this and you did that for them, and then seeg it into a little promo of your services. It doesn't have to feel salesy. You can use your client's words to promote your services, but I would recommend at least once a week sharing them on social media, whether that's LinkedIn, whether that's Instagram, whether that's X, wherever your client base is most active. You can also talk through your processes on social media. And I think this is one of the things that sets the best freelancers apart. So instead of just saying, these are my services, hire me, this is a project I've done, talk about like what happens after a client signs a contract, or what the onboarding process looks like, so they can see how you get to that end result. Because it's all well and good sharing the end result, or sharing, I can write blog posts, but like, how do you do that? Clients want to know how you do that, how you get from A to B, and what happens in between. It's reassuring for them, and it gives them confidence that you know what you're talking about. You can also, actually, the great thing about everyone being on social media is it's much easier now to create human connections with brands. When I first started freelancing, it was very rarely that there were like content leads actively posting on LinkedIn. Instead, it was just like brand pages posting on X, on what, Twitter back then, and on LinkedIn. So it was really difficult to create like human connection with the people who worked at these brands, which I'm a big advocate of. If you are pitching, I think you should be pitching to humans, not the brands. But with the way that social media is today, with like this kind of inherent need for everybody to be on there and posting, it's much easier to connect with content leads and establish kind of human to human connections, which is far more valuable than sending kind of cold pitches to brand accounts. So I think that's another really big benefit of social media today. So in short, I think social media has definitely changed the way freelancers promote themselves, sometimes in a negative way. But it's also opened up a ton of opportunities that I certainly didn't have when I started out. It's an amazing place to connect with other freelancers, to share stories and to rant. But I'd just be mindful that everything isn't always as it seems. Take everything with a pinch of salt. Objectively look at everything and try not to take everything to heart, because it's never the full context, it's never the full picture. You're literally just seeing a snapshot in somebody else's life, and it's what they're choosing to share rather than the true reality. So if you can bear those things in mind, then LinkedIn, X, Instagram, Facebook, if people still use that, are great ways to find clients, create connections with content leads, and network with other freelancers. If you have any thoughts on this, I would love to hear from you. You can find me on Twitter. I'm at Lizzie Davey. I'm on LinkedIn at Lizzie Davey. I'd love to hear what other freelancers think about this, and if you've seen any other of these kind of dark trends on social media. And I'll be back soon with another episode on another trending topic in the freelance world.